flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now it's time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Tommy, what you got for us?
Shirley, I have the plumber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Plumber.
We got a real situation going down with the plumber, y'all. Real situation. Let's go. We're going to try to figure it out, though. Let's go, cat dog. If you would.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Please.
That would be me.
Mr. How you doing? You the person that does the plumbing work, am I right?
Yeah.
Now, my wife got some work done for you. You come by the house. Now, do you know, I know you probably got quite a bit of work.
No, well, I do so many throughout the day, so I have it on my receipt here I can look at over here.
About 3 days ago at the street.
Yeah, I can recall. Was a lady there?
Yeah, it was a... Toilet was backed up and was overflowing and...
Yeah, I can recall that.
And that something was wrong with the sink in there, too, and that had a leak in the back of it.
Yeah, it had a leak in the back, and I done that. I fixed that there for you, and I took that toilet that had around the bottom of your base, the toilet base there. I had to take that up and retape it, because that tape had came loose. It was kind of old there, and I, went through there and done all that and saving it up and sealed it up and I rebased that seal back there on your in the toilet and your sink had a little leak back there in the back. I fixed that because that was really easy there. So
well, no, see that something went wrong with that toilet. Now did you put another pipe or something? Did you reroute a pipe or anything?
No. Like I said, all I did, I took the base of it off there. And I taped it up to where that old tape there, and then I put me some cement, with my pipe there, and I sealed it all up, and I checked it out, I let it dry and see if it leaked, and it didn't leak, and I put your base back on, and then you had a little leak there in your sink, and that was on the top of the your nozzle there, and I fixed that
well,
for you.
Mr. I'm gonna tell you, cause I. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you I'm not happy with what I got.
Happy with it?
No. Now, let me tell you what's happening. Now, say somebody in the bathroom and they flush that toilet.
Right.
When they flush that toilet, come out the sink in the kitchen.
Now, tell me that. Say that what you did again.
I said when they flush the toilet in the bathroom.
Right.
Come out the sink in the kitchen. It come out in the kitchen like that. I don't know how you route something like you didn't misroute it or something.
No, I didn't route anything. All I did was I put the tape on there so I fixed the leak that was at the base of your toilet. I didn't reroute anything. I don't understand how can you reroute a pipe? Pipe to go into your kitchen and shoot crap out of your kitchen like that.
I don't know what you did when you was up under there and how you rerouted something, but that's what happened. And it's going from that bathroom when you flushed that toilet, it come out in my sink in my kitchen. Now what's bad about it is this morning I'm in there cooking.
Sir, what is your name again?
My name is. They call me.
Okay, and crap is coming out of your plumbing in your.
In my kitchen. Now, this morning, I set out some red beans and rice to cook. And I put my beans on. Now I've been cooking. Listen at me.
I'm trying to be professional about this because, I guarantee my work. I've been doing this over 20 years. And one thing I do, I guarantee my work, and I'm real proud about the things that, I do. But what did you have anybody else over there working on your pipe?
Ain't nobody.
In your kitchen? All I did was your bathroom. The bathroom don't have anything to do with your kitchen. That floor pipe have anything to do with one or the other.
Then explain that coming through my sink in my kitchen.
I can't explain the coming from your sink. I can only explain the that's in the toilet. In your sink. I have no idea.
Because this thing got me riled up. Listen, now what it is.
Well, got me kind of riled up here because, you know, like I said, I do this here and I've been doing it for 20 years and that's the first time I ever heard of anything like that being happening. I ain't never seen it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's just disgusting to be cook red beans all day and now I find out that it's sitting in some dirty water like that.
You didn't smell the water when you was in your sink? Because I'm quite sure they had a loud,
I didn't smell nothing. Now, earlier this morning, I washed my hair in there. And I didn't smell.
What?
I washed my hair in there.
Oh,
that's just what it smelled like. A bag of
I just refuse to believe that the work I did on your toilet in there, taping some stuff up and cementing some stuff up and on your sink had anything to do with crap being shot out your damn kitchen sink.
Well, I tell you what I need to do is for you to get your back over here and fix it, because this here ain't a good job, and I don't recommend nobody using you.
Well, first of all, I'm trying to be professional about it, and you cussing me, and that ain't gonna get nothing done, mister.
Once come out my pipe, it was no longer professional.
Well, now, obviously you had somebody else over there doing something in your sink.
I ain't had nobody.
Do you have a garbage disposal over there?
Look.
Maybe it's coming out your garbage disposal.
It ain't high in the world. It's crap. Coming out of my god, you get your back over here and you fix what you're supposed to fix and fix it right. Then I'm not paying another damn dime for it.
I'm not coming over to fix a thing. I'm trying to be professional about it. I'm listening to what you got to say. I should have hung up on you a long time ago, but I guarantee my work. And I'm trying to, you know, deal with my customers. When I left away, I told her to flush the toilet. She flushed the toilet. She ran the faucet in the bathroom. We had no problem. Now, if you had somebody else over there, they're doing whatever, Lord knows what. I damn sure don't know.
Do you know
ain't none of my business.
I ate some of them red beans, and that's what bothered me now. I feel sick to my stomach.
Red beans and whatever the hell you eating over there, it smells like water. You crazy as hell.
I'm going to make your eat some of these red beans if you don't come fix these pipes.
You can go to hell. I'm trying to be professional. Like I told you, I'm doing my job. I did it. The best that I know I could, and when I left there, wasn't nothing leaking. One pipe don't go with the other, like I said.
You get over here and fix these pipes. That's what
you and your wife kiss my because I know well I did an outstanding job over there.
You ain't done nothing. If I
you
got
take them red beans and rice, stick them up your you and your pipes and all that. I don't give a damn.
I know what's coming up.
I ain't fix no red beans and rice. I ain't done nothing over there in your damn kitchen to have you that upset with me.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you listening?
I'm listening to you.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh,
you just got pranked by your boy.
Man, you kidding me? Man, y'all crazy, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you big time. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Y'all got it, man. You had Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got me this morning, man. He said, when you see him, I'm going to whoop his too.
I tell you what we going to do is this here. Me and you going to get together and we going to prank. How about that?
Thank you. You hold on, I'm going to shoot that pipe in his.
No need for an applause. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
No need.
I'll be back on Monday. No need. Don't even worry about that. Y'all, just save it. It's Friday. I'm going to let y'all relax, all right?
Oh, thank
you. Soundstage, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. That is February the 8th. But let me tell you about February the 7th, Friday night. On the OWN Network, it is back again. Ready to love Philadelphia style, baby. Y'all better tune in, man. It's going down. All right, season number 10, Ready to Love. The Nephew, hosted by yours truly, Thomas Miles. Sexy as all get out, suave, definitely.
So happy the show is back, Nephew. Thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.